The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God's bigger and better plans surprise a man who never dreamed of becoming a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ? This is the story of Lokahi Koki. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what you're facing or what you're going through, however tough things may be, the Lord sends us here and we're joined with you to remind you there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Lokahi Koki, is reaching out to you with His loving arms and tender hands. Dear friend, will you turn to Him? Would you open your heart to the Lord Jesus? Receive Him as your Savior and Lord? Turn from your way and follow Him? That's our prayer. That's our hope. And if you know the Lord already, well, we believe this will be a moment of strength and encouragement for you. Pastor Lokahi Koki is the executive pastor for Paradise Chapel of the Assemblies of God. He's a songwriter, performer, music director, and worship leader. He studied in the Berean School of the Bible and is ordained with the Assemblies of God. He lives on the Waianae Coast with his wife, Sherilyn. They have 3 children, Lexi, Noah, and Shia. Lokahi, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Aloha, Lani. Thank you for having me here today.
Pastor Lokahi, where did you grow up?
I grew up on the beautiful hills of Papakolea, right on the homestead, right up by Punchbowl.
What was it like growing up there?
Oh, the homestead life was, even though we were in the city, being right on top of a punch bowl, homestead life was like living out in the country. It was wonderful. It was all about playing and hanging out with your family and hanging out with your friends. It was a real good time. We had a real good time growing up in Papakolea.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know what? As far as who influenced me the most, this is a bit of an odd answer. I would venture to say I had a really good family. I had a good mom and good dad, great brothers and sisters, great people in my life. But ultimately, the people who influenced me the most was my friends of all people in my life. And I wouldn't necessarily say that they always influenced me to do good. I must say that in my teenage life, that was such a different time in my life where I had different types of influences. But as far as who influenced me, I would say friends had the most influence and most impact on my life at that time.
How did you become a follower of Jesus?
Well, that's a really good question. It's almost twofold, Danny. When in my childhood, my friends was the people who influenced me the most, and I would say I was a bad follower as far as doing that types of things in my life. But when I graduated from high school, I met my wife, and it was from meeting my wife when I started going to church with her. I was born and raised in a Mormon church, but graduating, I was ready to just do my own thing. And that's where I was in life at that point. I didn't want to go to church anymore at all. I was just tired of going through the motions. I was tired of all the rules and et cetera. But when I met my wife, I started going with her to church because she was church going. She was going to Paradise Chapel at that time. And while we were, while I was attending church with her, my motive was just to make sure all the other boys didn't look at her. That was my whole motive for going to church. Just letting her, hey, this is mine. I was marking my territory when we were going to church. But as far as believing, it was a process that we went through. My wife spoke over my life and led me to Christ, and that was solidified in my mind. You know, it made sense. You know, we're going to be together, and if we're going to do this together, yes, it made sense in my mind. But the wonderful story about this whole thing and the wonderful thing that I get to be here with you guys today is part of going through that whole process was participating in the church functions as well. So one of the things that I did was I was singing in a choir because my wife sang in a choir. I'm going to sing in a choir too. And there was a tent revival out in Maile Beach on the Waianae Coast. And it was a tent revival that Danny Yamashiro and the ministries had hosted at that time. And we were singing in a choir. And then what happened was Danny, he was up, he was speaking, and he gave an altar call. And that altar call, and he said, he turned around, literally, I can see him. In fact, it was his right shoulder. He turned around from the right. He looked back at the choir, and he said, if you need Jesus, and it doesn't matter, even if you're in a choir, you have to come down here right now. So I looked left, I looked right, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm standing next to all of these pillars of faith. It's me. So at that moment, I literally came out from the choir. I went down in front at that altar. And at that point, it was a time when I surrendered my heart to Jesus. And that was under your ministry, Danny. It was such a different time for me. Most people speak about their wonderful transitions. Oh, when I came to Christ, I couldn't stop talking about Jesus. I just had to tell everybody about Jesus. But because it was solidified now in my mind and in my heart, I had to tell my, I was telling myself, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? You know, I'm getting deep. This is deep now. So ever since then, I just really saw God's hand moving and moving and moving in my life. God's hand has always been moving in my life. But I could really, I knew that was him from that point on. So I just really appreciate your ministry, Danny. It's awesome that I get to be here to share this story with you. Mm-hmm. And share this story for all of our listeners. And it was a time when Jesus was solidified and settled now in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must say, Lokahi, that those moments from the Spirit are indelible, aren't they? And we cannot foresee what mm-hmm. the Lord is doing, when he's going to do right. the bigger and better things as we talk about. As the Lord has in store and has had in store for you. And what a privilege to hear. That's so encouraging. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What a blessing. What a blessing. And, you know, our hearts move up and we look to the Lord and mm-hmm. we give him praise.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we honor him and we thank him for his mm-hmm. his mercy and abundant grace. What difference would you say your relationship with Christ has made in your life?
Wow, that's huge for me. Like I said, being born and raised in a Mormon church, there's a lot of motions that myself as an individual that we've gone through. A lot of it was just really religious motions. But the difference that it made for me in Christ is now I almost very similarly do the same type of work I did. But I must say that my heart is really mm-hmm. in it now. And I really see God's hand in it now. And therefore, I also see my life, all the things that I get to be a part of, the things that I get to do, the things that I get to share. I really see it as a way of God moving through me. And that's a huge difference for me because it's not like just me going through motions anymore, but really making a difference in the lives of other people. And like I said, when I grew up, it was a rough life. I just thought I was going to amount to nothing. You know, I thought that's the direction I was going to go in. But really, God did have different plans for my life. And I'm just amazed that he can take some kid off the homestead and use that one kid to just go and minister to many people around the islands and even throughout the states, you know. And I'm just really glad that God chose me.
Amen.
I'm so glad that he chose me. I shouldn't be where I am today. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have what I have today. But like how you were saying earlier, by God's mercy, by his grace, by his spirit being poured out, and by his amazing love, I've seen that in my life. So I'm so grateful to God for all of these things.
Lonnie, I've seen just in moments because of the relationship Jamie and I have with Paradise Chapel Assemblies of God, where Lokahi is at, executive pastor, over the years, but have been touched by this man's humility and grace before God, and the way that he talks about God's hand and how the Lord has molded you and shaped you. As you hear him speak, what has stirred up in your heart?
I am beyond blessed. Like, thank you so much for sharing. You know, God never promised us, first of all, God doesn't promise that we'll see the harvest of our ministry. And once in a while, we get that glimpse. And it does. It encourages. It changes. It spurs on. But secondly, you know, you talked about the head, and then you talked about the heart, the mind, and then the heart. I'd love to understand that a little bit more. We're going to have to take a break real quick, Danny. But when we come back, maybe, Danny, we can talk about that.
Sure. We will. And we will also hear Pastor Lokahi sing. He's going to sing. He did something really neat that we got to hear on YouTube. But he's also going to sing live for us in studio today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro with Lonnie Ka'a and Pastor Lokahi Koki sharing heart-to-heart with us today. Heart-to-heart. Hey, you know, he mentioned about this event that happened on a beach under a tent. And what a moment that was, because the churches on the Waianae Coast all came together to link arms for that event. It was a unifying event. And here is part of the legacy of that. And oh, how beautiful and wonderful the scripture says it is when brethren share in harmony and live together in love. More with Pastor Lokahi Koki when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is calling you. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Pastor Lokahi Koki was born and raised on the Papakolea homestead. He graduated from Roosevelt High School. He had been endowed with musical gifts from an early age, and he shares that with us today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. It's available for you there. And as we always say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend who would benefit, would be enriched by listening to this story. Pastor Lokahi, before we go to your the song that we talked about, He Will Carry You, I want you to ask you to explain the meaning of that, how that relates. But also go back to what Lonnie was asking about, but the head and the heart, and how they relate.
Awesome. Thank you. That's a really good question. As far as the head and the heart, as many have found me to know, as I'm a thinker, I don't always make the best decisions, but I do think a lot. As far as the mind goes, like I said, when my wife first led me to Christ, for me, it made sense. It just logistically, the logics just worked out. It's, you know, dot to dot, you know, just, oh, this just makes sense. And that's what I do. I do a lot of thinking. I process things a lot in my mind. Like I said, I don't always make the best decisions, but I do think. And for me, when I had said under your ministry where finally Jesus was just solidified in my heart, and that was such a significant moment for me, because what I've come to understand is that everything that we do comes from the heart, right? And out from the heart comes the words we say, the thoughts we think, the things we do. Everything stems from the heart. And it was really from that moment on that I really understood my value, mm-hmm. who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. I really understood my purpose here on earth. I really understood that, you know, the things that I do in life is not life is not emotions. It's stuff you just go through in your life. But life is purposeful, and we all need to find our part in that and what God wants us to do. You know, my favorite verse comes out of, you know, Isaiah 43, and basically that's my life verse, and it talks about that we were created for God's glory. And as I've identified that scripture and I've allowed it to lead my heart in my life, everything stems from it. And anytime I'm a part of any venue, any event, anything it is, I always pray this one prayer. I always pray, God, cause me to be a blessing to the people that I'm going to minister to today. Lord, you minister through me. Even this morning before I came to this radio station, I said, God, you be glorified in my life. Mm-hmm. My life belongs to you. My heart belongs to you.
Amen. Take us to the song, Lokahi.
Yeah, the song that we put out, actually, we put out right before, it was during a pandemic, I think it was. It was a song that ministered to me way before the pandemic came around. But when the pandemic came around, that was like, oh, it really hit home for a lot of people. I remember at that time, as we were preparing a song, everyone was home. Mm-hmm. It was like, there's just nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. You know, there's no plans in place. Your calendar is cleared. It's just, there's nothing to do but worry, you know. I just felt that the Lord had put that song on my heart to share. It's a popular song sung around the world. I don't even know who the original songwriter was. All I know is I heard it from a local group, Manawa & Company, mm-hmm. and they made it popular. But it was a song that I got to, I had time to do. And so I really put it out. So I was able to work out playing all the different instruments and singing all the different parts. And my heart in it was for people to be encouraged, especially in a time of pandemic, mm-hmm. knowing that God will carry us through that time.
Okay. Here's Lokahi Koki. He will carry you.
Mm-hmm.
God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, God cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. As if He'd carry the weight of the world upon His shoulder. I know, my brother, that He would carry you. As if He'd carry the weight of the world upon His shoulder. I know, my sister, that He would carry you. There is no problem to be, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, God cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. As if He'd carry the weight of the world upon His shoulder. I know, my brother, that He carry you. As if He'd carry the weight of the world upon His shoulder. I know, my sister, that He would carry you. He said,
amazing.
Amen.
That was you singing every part,
yeah,
and playing every instrument.
Right, yeah.
Okay, just to be clear, but not all at the same time.
Not all at the same time. We layered some tracks.
Wow. Yeah. What a meaningful song that was. More important than the beautiful music it played. What kind of response did you have, and how did that minister to your church?
You know what, I want to just start off for myself first. You know, as I was listening to this song, I was remembering what was happening at that time. Mm-hmm. I was remembering that I was sitting home at that time, you know. I was remembering, like, it was a time of the unknown. Nobody knew mm-hmm. what was happening. It was such a fearful time, you know. It was, you know, anxiousness, anxiety comes through your mind. All of these thoughts run through your head. You know, people are getting laid off of work. It was really a hopeless time. Mm-hmm. And I remember as we did this song, you know, that's what the Lord put on my heart. Just remind the people, remind them that I'm here for them, mm-hmm. you know, and that in all things, at all times, I'm with you and I will carry you through each and every situation, including that time mm-hmm. as we're going through that pandemic time. Mm-hmm.
So good, so good. At Paradise Chapel, was your church one that experienced a shutdown, or were you able to continue?
As far as logistics, we closed the doors as far as in-person services, mm-hmm. but we did continue with our online services. Yes. So we were able to meet with 10 people or less, mm-hmm. and that was majority of the people were just the crew, like the online crew, the video crew, the media crew, the sound crew, and then just very minimum, yeah.
Mm. How did the Lord call you to serve at Paradise Chapel?
You know what, I must say that my whole life is from my upbringing. My dad, my mom, they really, really served the community. They had a servant's heart. Mm. They wanted to do everything that they could, give their last dollar, share their last food. Our doors was always an open door at Papa Kalea. Mm. And so here's one of the funniest things. I don't know if people still do this. I don't think so. But it was from my grandfather's days. On our front doors, we had two houses on the same lot. We only had a bread hook to hold one door closed. And the other one, it was just a folded up newspaper to keep it closed. And that was just so the wind wouldn't blow it open at night and so that the cats wouldn't come in the house. Mm. But really, our doors were open. It wasn't because we were poor or we didn't have the ability to get it. It was an open door. So many people would come and find refuge. Mm. And our family was always about serving the community. So that trait or that ability or that mindset that traveled with me, you know, even into my adulthood, just serving people is where my heart is. Mm. But now that I know that the purpose of just doing it, it's just not just random, just to be kind, but really that God has placed people in your life, and I want to be that person for someone else.
You're listening to Pastor Lokahi Koki. He's the executive pastor at Paradise Chapel's Assemblies of God. They're with Pastor Ronaldo Pasqua. And what a privilege it is to have him share his heart with us and share his gift of music with us. When we come back, we'll hear more live in studio with Pastor Lokahi Koki. A new song, an original, that he will share. He will share with you as he reminds us that he, the Lord Jesus, will carry you through COVID, carry you through the times of economic stress, carry you through relationship problems, carry you through problems of the economy and the society and things that weigh heavy. He will carry you. More with Pastor Lokahi Koki when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha lani ka'a in studio with Danny Yamashiro. We're here today with Lokahi Koki. Lokahi is born and raised here in the islands, Papakolea Homestead, graduated from Roosevelt High School. Now serves as the executive pastor at Paradise Chapel, and as we were talking during break, also is a music director alongside his wife doing ministry there together. Lokahi, I loved the last song that we shared, but we're excited to hear something live and special, and I know you have something special for our audience, so what are you wanting to share? What did God put on your heart?
Oh, thank you, Lani. So today, I would love to share this song. It's an original song, a song that really ministered to me first. And it's great that it'll be a song that gets to that other people get to be ministered to as well. Today in my devotions, it's coming out of John 20. And it talked about how Jesus had appeared to Mary at the tomb. Mm. And it said that Mary didn't realize that it was Jesus. Mm. And I thought about it, you know, there's so many of us that get caught up in the situations of life, so caught up in the moment of life that we don't realize that Jesus is right there in front of us.
So
sometimes
good.
We don't see him work. We don't feel as if he's there, but he promises that he'll always be there for us. And as he promises he'll always be there for us, he also promises that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength that we need. So the song I'm going to share with you guys today is entitled, I Can Do All Things. It has a real country feel, and I hope to do it justice today, but here it goes.
There are obstacles in life that seem so hard to face. But when God is on your side, you're in the perfect place. 'Cause he will be there when you need him. If it's with him your time is spent, you just ask the Lord to help you, and he will give you strength. For I can do all things. For I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. For I can do all things. For I can do all things. For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. 'Cause there are obstacles in life that seem so hard to face. But when God is on your side, you're in the perfect place. 'Cause he will be there when you need him. If it's with him your time is spent, you just ask the Lord to help you, and he will give you strength. For I can do all things. For I can do all things. For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. For I can do all things.
For I can do all things. For I can do all things. The Christ that gives me strength. For I can do all things. For I can do all things. For I can do all things. Through Christ who gives me strength.
Pastor Lokai Koki, original song, I Can Do All Things. Someone today, a father, a husband, may be feeling, how can I do all things through Christ who gives me strength? How have you experienced the Lord guiding you, you and Sherilyn, with your family, you as a husband and father? How has the Lord guided you during these challenging times?
You know, Joshua said it best. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And my heart and passion for my wife and for my children, and my prayer for them is that they would serve the Lord with all their heart, all the days of their life. Mm. You know, that truly is my prayer for them. And me as a father, I'm going to step first. We're going to do this. And I'm going to commit my family to the Lord. And I'm going to set them up in the best way that I can, that they can be successful in the Lord, that they can have a relationship in the Lord, that none are without excuse in my household. And so I just love that God gives us second chances. And I would say, I shouldn't have been a good father growing up with all the bad decisions that I was making as a teenager and even as coming into adulthood. But you know what? God is a God of second chances, and He allows us to make these decisions. And so that's my decision. That's my heart for me and my family, that we're going to serve the Lord, and that's where we're at. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you sing that song, and when you worship God, how do you feel?
I feel that God is pleased. And really, that's what really massages my heart the whole time. You know, singer, entertainer, performer, worship leader, It seems glamorous because you get the spotlight and you're up in front of everyone and everyone, that's like, wow, I want to be that. You know, people envy what you have, whatever it is. But it's really hard work. Mm-hmm. And you have to be really devoted to what you do. And you really have to just do things with a good heart and a good mind, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that everything is right as you minister before the Lord. And so for me, it's always been I've had to make myself right before the Lord every time I minister. And so for me, anytime I sing or I lead worship or whatever it is, even if we're out with my friends and we're going to go and just play some good music at a family's party just to bless them, my heart is, I just believe that God is pleased. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I do what I do, especially with my music too.
You've expanded, you've developed, you've worked with your musical gifts and talents, and you use that as you say, as you write. We can feel that in your heart. You've also studied the Word, the Berean School of the Bible, to prepare for ordination. What was that experience like?
Wow, it was super duper hard for me. Like I said, in my teenage years, going into high school, man, I got to say right now that I had a 0.8 one of the quarters. And I hit 2.0 once, and that was it. I never went up. So I didn't ever see myself as someone that could be educated. Mm-hmm. I always saw myself as someone who's low or I'm not going to amount too much. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when God changed my heart, that all changed too. You know, I literally was a new creation in Christ. And God, you know, He put it on my heart to just begin studying. I was like, God, you're crazy for thinking that I can actually go back to school. You know, I can study again. I don't have any habits. And the Lord just told me, you just just do this. That's all I need you to do. Just say yes. Just start. Being a pastor was not even on the table. It was not my goal. In fact, I never wanted to be a pastor just because I didn't want that responsibility. It's such a high responsibility, and I didn't want it for myself. But I just started there, and really, God has brought me to where I am today. You know, it's those first steps that make a difference. And as far as being educated, and when you know what God has done for you, and when you know what God is telling you to do now, that is just going to make the whole difference. That's my story for everyone else. I mean, you don't have to be qualified or whatever it is to obey God. Mm-hmm. You just got to obey God and watch God open the doors for you.
Mm-hmm. That powerful, powerful thought. And I truly pray that, can you say that one more time? That was powerful.
Okay. Tell me which part again.
The part where you said you don't have to be qualified.
Yes.
That nobody has to have a qualification to obey.
I see.
Wow, how simple that is. How freeing that is to know that I can do absolutely what you said. But, you know, in your song, there's a line that kept coming back to me. And you said, if it's with him, your time is spent.
That's the way. Yep.
Correct, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Right. Let's not miss that. You know, I can do all things, but there's a qualifier. If it's with God, your time is spent. Right. That is what was so spot on about your words. So thank you for sharing that. When you're I have a question about worship, and I always think about this. You know, there's performing and there's worshiping. And even as someone who's not up on the stage, I concern myself with the difference between what I'm doing. How do you become a worshiper of the Lord versus a performer of the music?
So let me just start off with being a performer. As a worship leader, I would say, my purpose as a worship leader is for me, number one, to be in worship already. Mm. But my main purpose is to get people to engage in worship as well. And that to me is the important part right there. So you can be as fancy as you want, you can be as elaborate as you want to be, but if people are not engaged in worship, then you're really not doing your job.
Mm.
So as a worship leader or worship director, my job is to lead people to be engaged with God. No engagement, you're really not leading, and that's the primary.
Well, this reminds us of the call even before prayer, mm-hmm. to unite our hearts together, engage with one another even before God, mm-hmm. as we do in worship. You're listening to Pastor Lokahi Koki. You can find out more about him and the ministry of Paradise Chapel Assemblies of God at paradisechapelag.org. Again, paradisechapelag.org. When we come back, we'll spend some time praying. Perhaps today you have a longing in your heart for God to do a work. You listen to Pastor Lokahi and you hear even what Lonnie said. You know, we don't have to qualify to obey. It's the obedience that really in an odd way is the qualifier. Actually, Lokahi said yes to the Lord with all his reservations when it came to disciplines and grades and studies and all those things. But he went anyway. He obeyed. How about you, dear friend? If the Lord called you and you felt so inadequate, unqualified, would you go anyway? Just because? Just because he called you? Imagine what God could do. More from Pastor Lokahi Koki when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, this is what he does. Pastor Lokahi Koki, he seizes opportunities to help people grow and uses his knowledge to help them get to their next level, to the degree that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is desiring to bring that person to. He finds joy in helping others and believes that everything God has given him is to be used for God's glory. Well, what an example. What an inspiration he is to me. And I can only imagine how much that would mean, even to you, dear friend. We need examples like these, people who are not just saying the right words, but living it, and seen through their family, seen through their church, through their ministry. Pastor Lokahi Koki, ParadiseChapelAG.org. That's how you can find out more about this, one of Hawaii's great churches. Pastor Ronaldo Pasqua is a senior pastor there. Pastor Lokahi Koki, the executive pastor, a great, great ministry with the legacy. I'm thinking about Pastor Dr. George Nagato, who was there prior, the district superintendent of the Assemblies of God. What a powerful ministry and impact, a legacy in the islands. Pastor Lokahi, share with us, how has the Lord helped you recently? I mean, we could talk about COVID. We talked a little bit about that too. Maybe drill down somewhere if you'd like. Through difficult times.
You know, for me, one of the most difficult things to do is to put myself out there. And when you put yourself out there, it's everybody watches, you know, what you're going to do. And I think of, I guess, like Bible days, you know, when the sacrifice is on the altar, everybody's watching, you know. And so we're living sacrifices, so everybody's really watching your whole life. Everybody's watching your ministry. Everybody's watching your actions and your steps. And that's, to me, some of the pressures that, you know, I feel as a minister. So I always need to just make sure my heart is right with God. and that I'm walking in step mm-hmm. with Him. There's a lot of things that I'm a part of, a lot of things that we're doing, and I just need to make sure that everything I do for the Lord, and I do it to please the Lord. And that really just guides me and helps me along the way, mm. even through hard times.
Well, someone is going through that hard time right now. They might feel that people are watching too. They might feel that they themselves are being sacrificed in one way or another. A word to them.
You know, I just if you're listening right now, and this is you, you know, you want to put yourself out there for the Lord, and you know, you're feeling maybe discouraged or not worthy or whatever it is, or you're feeling like, oh, people are watching, or people are mocking me, or people are going to be embarrassed, or I feel afraid, or I don't want to. I just want to say this. Don't be afraid. Let God be your comfort. Don't be afraid to serve the Lord. Let Him be your guide. Let Him catch your back. You know, sometimes I make mistakes in my own life, in ministry, or whatever it is, and I feel like a big failure, you know, sometimes. But my wonderful wife, thank the Lord for bringing her into my life. She reminds me that though you might fail, the things that God has already done in your life mm-hmm. far outweighs anything else. So she just reminds me of that. And you say, you just keep serving the Lord. You just keep giving God your whole heart. And God will be pleased. Mm-hmm. with that. So that's my encouragement for you who are listening today. Just keep serving the Lord. Just keep giving and serving with all your heart, and God has got your back.
I love what you say about that, as it's so true. It's been true in my life, and I know so many as well who can really resonate with that. I want to go a little bit deeper, because you have three children heading out into the world. I do, Danny does as well. As a parent, how do you also prepare your kids to not only survive, but thrive as they step out on their own in this world?
You know, for my kids, I mean, I was never a pastor's kid, but I can imagine the type of pressures they feel because of the type of pressures I feel mm-hmm. even as a minister.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, one thing that I always try to provide for them is a safe place. You know, there's some decisions, some big decisions, even small decisions that we've had to make in our family's life that would affect our kids. But I've always tried to provide a place where they can just be kids. They can just say what they need to say. Mm-hmm. Even to the point where, Dad, I hate you because you're making this decision for us, and I don't want to leave my friends, or whatever it is, I always tell them, I want you to feel safe, that you can just say what you need to say, feel what you need to feel, and let's work together. Mm-hmm. Because it's a process. Ministry is a process that we go through as an adult, and sometimes we just forget about the kids. But I always make sure that they always have a say, and that they're always part of when we pray. And so they pray together with us, and it's always work for us, you know, just providing a safe place for our kids mm-hmm. and providing a place where they can understand the process as well, instead of just being dictated around, oh, just mm-hmm. do this, do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, will you pray? Will you pray for a parent who, like Lonnie just asked, a parent may be asking for prayer, longing for wisdom, longing for strength? Will you do that? Will you pray, please? And maybe also in light of this too, parents in general, mm-hmm. and then also parents who are in the ministry of the church mm-hmm. and feel some certain unique pressures. We all do different kinds of pressures, but please.
Sure. Let's pray. Father God, I just pray for that parent who is in ministry, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that your peace would rest upon your heart, Lord, for them to support their children, to care for them in a way that you desire, Lord, that they be cared for, that they are not secondary to the ministry, but they are first in the ministry, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd give ministry parents a wisdom in their dealings, Lord. People that will surround them to help them, to encourage them, to help them to love on their family, Lord, to help them to meet their needs, and Lord, to help them every step of the way as they serve you, Lord. And I just pray for every parent in general, Lord. May we provide safe places for our kids to come to, Lord, so that our kids do not need to go to the world, Lord, but our people can come to us as earthly parents and can come to you, Lord, as our Father in heaven. So, Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would just give us wisdom in our dealings, Lord. You'd give us as parents just the ability to discern what our children really need in a moment. Lord, maybe they don't need advice. Maybe they just need a listening ear, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, when a time comes, I pray that you would prompt the Holy, your Holy Spirit would prompt the heart and mind of every parent, Lord, to know how to care and to love their children the way that you desire for us to care and to love our children. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Lokahi, thank you for, you're a heart man, sharing your heart. We feel your heart. We feel the heart of God's love flowing through you. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
What an honor. Worshipful words from Lokahi Koki, paradisechapel.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. Thank you in advance. Psalm 95, verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Lokahi Koki, paradisechapelag.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lani Ka'a'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.